Squid Game, starring Joe Zepecki and Melissa Baldoff, right here on As Goes Wisconsin.
What an intro. Big setup.
Yeah,
all right.
Big setup. So, no pressure.
Yeah.
No pressure.
No pressure. We've got, so Melissa and I were both at the wedding this weekend. We saw Jane and her husband. Real quick, before we start the game, honey, do you want to explain what was happening in that photo of Kristen and I?
Yeah, we left before then, so I need an update.
So there was a competitive, I don't want to say tournament, but a competitive and enthusiastic few rounds of big buck hunter. Is that what the game is called?
Correct.
It's not my strength. I jumped in, and Joe can attest to the fact that I am a really, really wonderful competitor in everything I do.
Doesn't mind losing.
Yep. Doesn't mind losing. So gracious when I win.
Loves doing things she's not good at.
Yeah, but I did jump in and attempt this. I've never shot a gun before. It's just not my thing to usually play. I'm not a big video game, like arcade game person in general, and especially not one shooting thing. It's just not my strength. It was a much better matchup between Joe and Kristen.
Who won? Because I got to be honest, it was the old fashioned at
did.
That hour. Where...
We all did, honey. Everyone
was a winner. Okay.
Everyone was a winner.
All right, let's get to the game. Well, Jane, you're in charge here.
We're doing this because on Thursday, of course, we played this game, the almost newlywed game with Kristen and her fiance at the time, Michael Sampson. And so you guys have been married for 5 years, and we decided to do kind of the flip side. You guys have been married for 5 years, and now we're going to find out how well after this time you feel you know each other. So, Chris, Maureen, Melissa, I will go to you first. Where did you go on your first date?
Oh, no.
I feel like this is a complicated question.
Oh, I think it's straightforward.
Is there a one word answer, or is it a multi?
I think that, well, I think I forgot the name of the bar, but we went to one.
Yeah, in Madison, a brewery.
One Barrel Brewing.
They have a penguin beer. Yeah.
One Barrel. And then we went to the dive bar around that one. I forget the name of. What was that one?
I don't know.
It was that memorable.
It was memorable for me. That's why I remember the name of the brewery.
It was memorable.
Not the dive bar so much.
Right.
All right. Do you remember, Joe, who said I love you first?
I'm going to guess that was me. Is that right, honey?
I think that's probably right.
I think that probably sounds right. That, yeah. I'm a feeler. Yeah. Emotional guy.
Okay. You know? Good to know.
Heart right there on the sleeve.
Well, now I got to change all the bumpers for next time.
I'll bet I said it early, too, right?
Did he scare? Did he say it so early? He scared you. He almost scared you away.
No, because we had been such close. Like we had been close friends for a while, so it was a very natural progression.
Very true. We were very good friends and coworkers and colleagues first, and then with the help of some people who care about us, we're encouraged to see each other in a new light.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. And what a wonderful foundation for your relationship. To be friends, truly, because I think we all agree that at some point the fluttery thing, you're left with friends.
Yeah.
You're left with a good friend.
Pro tip, marry your best friend, right, babe?
Definitely.
All right, we are playing the not-so-newlywed game with Melissa Baldoff and Joe Zepecki in for Kristen Bry, who's taking the day off after her big wedding over the weekend. What is Joe's favorite movie, Melissa?
He has a few. I don't know if it's the absolute. I know he has a few. So I would say, Say Anything is up there. I would say Armageddon is up there, which we very much disagree on that movie. So I would say probably one of those two.
I'm good with Armageddon.
Am I right?
I stand by it. Okay. Ride or die for Armageddon. It's like the only thing that we disagree about is she thinks it's a dumb movie and a stupid movie and
terrible movie.
It's you're just wrong. Just be wrong in your wrongness. It's amazing. It's everything you want out of a big picture, like big motion picture blockbuster summer event, and it holds up. I'm not yielding
he's
on this.
Adamant
one.
About that, Melissa. Guess you're gonna have to live with that. And Joe, what is Melissa's favorite film?
Dirty Dancing. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't put baby in the corner.
Nobody puts baby in
That's
the corner.
That's right.
Did you see, and what did we see over the weekend that like the resort that inspired that movie in part burned down or something?
Yes.
In the Catskills.
Which is so sad.
Yeah.
That's
sad.
Really too bad.
And it's so I, admittedly, I'm a movie nerd here. I worked at Blockbuster when I was in high school and college. Like I have a lot of favorite movies and movies I enjoy. So that was a tough question for her. Tougher for her than it was for me.
Well, and it's like picking a favorite child, right? You hate to favor Armageddon over something else.
Favorite child is the dog for both of us.
And the kids know it.
As a couple, do you have a song? Do you have an hour song?
Yes. So the song that we played at our wedding when we were, introduced as a husband and wife, we also requested at the Bryce Benson wedding, and that is Crazy in Love by Beyonce and Jay-Z.
There's a little bit of backstory here. So, like, my initials are Jay-Z. I go by Jay-Z. It has been said that my wife has the best hair in Wisconsin politics, much like Beyonce. And so at some point, somebody decided we were the Jay-Z and Beyonce of Wisconsin politics.
Well, that's not a bad designation.
No.
It's not. I don't deserve it, but I'll take her.
I don't know, Melissa. You have pretty lovely hair. I will agree with that. I will agree with that.
Wish we had some of that Jay-Z and Beyonce money to go with it.
That would always be nice, right? All right.
Yeah.
Do you have, and this is my question, do you have pet names for each other?
I mean,
do you have one for me I'm not familiar with? Cause I don't think really.
Something he says under his breath.
I mean, I call you boo once in a while, sometimes even in public.
That's true.
That's my boo.
No sweeties, honeys, nothing.
Yeah, some of that, like but not that. Like one. I don't think one consistently. Like I have been here for a while. And as I talked about when I was on with Kristen, but like I'm from Florida originally. So I'm a little bit of a Southern gal at heart. So, definitely some sweeties, some honey, some babe, some darling, some sugar like happens here and there. But I don't think there's like one specific one.
Did we do okay in this game?
Yeah.
Do we get to stay married?
I think you can stay married. Absolutely. I think you did very, very well.
And thank God.
The reason I asked about the pet names is because my husband calls me bride, but then he says a Frankenstein under his breath.
Oh.
So, no, I'm kidding.
Actually, we sometimes refer to each other to say wife. What I'm like looking for, and she'll go, yes, husband.
I'm here.
I thought I might get my wife at some point on the show.
I already did a voice today. I had to channel my inner Fred Flintstone. Come on back.